More than 13,000 people have been evacuated in Malaysia's southern state of Johor, as heavy flooding continues ahead of Hari Raya Aidilfitri, disrupting preparations and damaging homes across six districts. As of 8 a.m. local time, 95 temporary relief centers were operational, the Johor Disaster Management Committee said in a statement. There are currently 13,089 individuals from 3,749 families who have been evacuated, it said. The highest number of evacuees was recorded in Johor Bahru, followed by Kluang, Panchen, Kota Tinggi, Kulai, and Batu Pahat. Floodwaters have risen to dangerous levels in nine rivers, including Sungai Lenyek, Sungai Pulai, and Sungai Skudai, with continuous rain since March 19, causing major traffic congestion and road closures. Two roads in Kota Tinggi, Jalan Lukut Cina and Jalan Maai Lama, have been shut to all vehicles due to flooding. Johor's chief minister, An Hafiz Ghazi, expressed concern over the situation, noting that many residents have lost their belongings just days before the Hari Raya celebrations. The state government will continue providing assistance and ensure the welfare of the people is prioritized, he said on Wednesday. Some flood victims said this was the worst flooding they had ever experienced. In Kampung Pasir Tabrau, 39-year-old accountant Nordiana Moidu said only the roof of her home was visible after the water rose rapidly. I managed to save my car and one motorcycle. Everything else is gone, she said, estimating her losses at over RM 10,000, $2,120, including festive clothing and food prepared for the holiday. Factory worker Jeffrey Kamarulsaman, 43, said his family was evacuated to the Kampung Pasir Tabrau Community Hall after the river near their home overflowed. His wife's tailoring business and their children's school supplies were also destroyed. She had stitched festive clothes for customers. We hope they understand the situation, he said. Schools were also affected. Johor Education Committee Chairman Osnan Taman said 20 schools across five districts were disrupted, with seven converted into relief centers and two schools fully inundated. SK Kongkar Tabrau teacher Siti Aisha Baharuddin said it was the first time floodwaters had reached the school's first floor. I hope affected parents and children remain strong, she said. Local authorities are continuing to monitor river levels and provide aid to displaced residents, as weather forecasts predict more rain in the coming days.